only one problem. This is so perfect because it is so teeny weeny. But his job was to put Hagia Sophia in the shade, so St. Peter's had to be very big indeed, and that was going to be a mighty challenge.
Bramante began work in 1506, but he didn't live to see his miniature St. Peter's translated into the big one. But the greatest of his successors, Michelangelo, was determined to honor the essence of Bramante's design, a central dome pierced by windows. Michelangelo was in his 70s when, as the Pope's third choice, he got the job, grumbling that he was doing it only for the glory of God. Many of his greatest late works, like The Last Judgment and the Sistine Chapel, were in their own way titanic architectural constructions, vast masses of figures pulled and pushed through space. Most of his drawings for the project have been lost, but a wooden model survives to show us that his vision, like Bramante's, was of an enormous Christian temple, a Greek cross. No nave or fussy side chapels distracting from the focal point of the great crowning dome, its windows flooding the interior with light. The whole immense structure supported on four giant piers. It's astonishing to realize that the two greatest monumental buildings in the world, one for Islam and one for Christianity, were going up at the same time in the 1550s, and on the same basic building principles. Any wonder, did Mima Sinan and Michelangelo know what each other was doing? For Michelangelo, as for Sinan, the challenge was how to make the mighty engineering beautiful, apparently seamless. He took his cue from Bramante, a perfect, elegant, hemispherical dome, an echo of ancient Rome.